I thought we're going to speak from the end of chapter 9, Genesis chapter 9. And I was like, oh yeah, I feel God is speaking from there. So I kept it like this. Okay? And I have some questions to ask. I hope that we can all answer. So it will be more like a discussion. I would like us to... Really, I have some questions and I didn't prepare answers. So I would like us to discuss those questions. Amen? So I'm gonna focus on from verse 18. And if someone can help us reading from 18 to the end, that will be great because I didn't bring my glasses. So... someone can help us read from 18 to the end of the chapter, chapter 9. Someone can read English.
18.
Yeah, 18. 9.
Now the sons of Noah who went out of the ark were Shem, Ham,
Mm-hmm.
And Ham was the father of Canaan. These three were the sons of Noah, and from these the whole earth was populated. And Noah began to be a farmer, and he planted a vineyard. Then he drank of the wine and was drunk, and he became uncovered in his tent. And Ham, the father of Canaan, saw the nakedness of his father and told his two brothers outside. But Shem and Japheth took a garment and laid it both on their shoulders, and went backwards and covered the nakedness of their father. Their faces were turned away, and they did not see their father's nakedness. And Noah awoke from his wine, and knew what his younger son had done to him. Then he said, "Cursed be Canaan, a servant of servants, he shall be to his brethren." And he said, "Blessed be the Lord, the God of Shem, and may Canaan be his servant. May God enlarge Japheth, and may he dwell in the tents of Shem, and may Canaan be his servant." And Noah lived after the flood 350 years. So all the days of Noah were 950 years, and he died.
Amen. Three sons for Noah, and Noah. They populated the earth. I like it. Again, I remember last time we were talking about this, and I like that from the place of disaster, God still re-pioneered and brought people and prepared those three sons to repopulate, to re-pioneer humanity. And it's amazing how God takes the broken, the weak, and the no one, actually, the nothing, and makes something beautiful out of it, yeah? And I believe this could be a chance for many of us. Broken, nothing, yeah? Do you agree? Sometimes we reach to the nothing place, yeah? And God says, yeah, I can use you. I can use you not only to do something beautiful, to do something huge, right? Something huge with a broken vessel like this. Yeah, as I was speaking, I believe the Holy Spirit remind me with a story of a monk called موسى الأسود. ترجمها بالكده ولا بلاش؟
لا, it's okay.
Okay, Moses. His name is Moses. He's from Tunisia, and from the part, our part of the Africa, and this man, actually, his name is very unique. His name is the Black Moses. It's not because of his color. It's because of his history. This man was a thief, a big thief, and he came to Jesus, and he became a monk, and he became one of the saints of his days. Until now, people believe in his story that he was not 180. It was like huge transformation from a thief, from not a thief, رئيس عصابة, يعني, like
ahead of a gang,
to a saint. This is only through God's work. So if you have history, hallelujah, if you have history, I'm sure it's not like Moses, the guy from our area. God still can use us. And I believe this, those people, three sons, came out of the flood and out of disaster, but God used them to populate the earth. And they are your grand, if you have time, I can finish, grandfathers, yeah? Because of them, we are here. Amen? So I believe in restoration. I believe God can use the nothing to bring something beautiful and to bring something big. So I had this thing in one of my walls. We create tomorrow by what we dream today. Yeah? We create our tomorrow by what we dream today. Those people, if they didn't dream, if they didn't think that God can use them, will they go anywhere? No, they wouldn't. Yeah? But they had the openness for God to use them. Amen? And I changed a little bit this sentence of we create our tomorrow. We cannot create anything. But Jesus can create our tomorrow. And he will give us the dream for today. Amen? So he will give us the dreams to create, to populate. I believe if three people can populate the whole earth, how many of us? 15? 15 people can populate those empty places, those empty seats. Amen? Not only this small church, but again, to populate the earth with the image of Jesus. Amen? This is all I didn't prepare for it. Hallelujah. This is the first koinonia. Amen? I believe that God can use the nothing, bring something beautiful. The first question I had prepared for today is, when Noah came out of the ark, he became to do plant a vineyard. He planted a vineyard, and he drank from the very vineyard. He made a wine. Okay, is this a sin or not sin? What he did when he drank from the wine and he got drunk and he became naked. Is this a sin or no? I need an answer. What? Okay. Why? Why it is a sin? Okay. Do we agree drunkenness is a sin? Yes? No? Okay, let me ask before drunkenness. Drinking is okay or not okay? I just said I'm going to discuss a lot of things. Okay? And maybe it will be a little bit crazy. No. Weird. Is drinking okay or not okay for us as followers of Jesus?
I think it depends on why you're doing it. And I don't think God condemns you for drinking.
Okay.
If your purpose is to get drunk, I believe, yeah, that's a sin.
Okay. So drinking itself, if you have one cup of wine, that's okay. But if you're drinking to get drunk, it's not okay. Okay, I like this. I like this. The drinking itself, with the wine itself, it's not a sin. Yeah, if you take one, I don't. So I'm not. I hate it, actually. So, but if you get one for your stomach, for your mishareb, it's okay. But if you're drinking to get drunk, okay, why drunkenness is a sin?
You lose
yourself. You Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah.
You lose what?
Your consciousness, who you
are. Thank you. Lily, you have something?
Same thing with your mind, your thoughts.
Okay.
Self-control.
You lose your self-control. You lose your control. Drunkenness causes that I lose my control, so my decisions are not made, for sure, are not made according to the word of God, and are not made even to the human level sometimes. Yeah, some people, when they are drunk, they break stuff, they do bad stuff, right?
Yeah.
So you lose control. I agree with you. This is the main purpose of that drunkenness is sin, is that I lose control. But is there anything else makes me lose my control? Hmm?
When you sin, anything then.
Okay.
You mean anything else, like a substance?
I don't know. I'm just asking.
Like
what? This is my question.
Anger.
Okay. Anger makes me.
Control, right?
Yeah, once you get angry, then you can't control.
Okay. Okay.
It's called 0 to 100 real quick.
What?
0 to 100. Yeah,
okay. Anger. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anger. The anger can make me lose my control. Yes. What else? Being tired, do you think can make me lose my control? If I get really, really tired,
yeah.
If I work hard, all of us are called to work hard. But if I overworked myself, do you think I can lose my control?
Yes.
I come back after 8-9 hours of working in the sun, and driving 2 hours, and my wife, why didn't you bring? No, she didn't say. But I'm just in my. Why are you so mean? Or why didn't you bring salt? And why didn't you? Can you clean the toilet? Can you? What? Yeah, I'm tired, right? I lose my control because of my tired. So the thing here. The thing here is to learn how to weigh and measure my life. Okay? Wine, I think I'm not gonna point at anyone, but most of the people drink wine. Like in wedding, they take a little bit of wine, no problem. But if you don't measure it, if you don't weigh it, it will cause the drunkenness, which is the root of the sin, is losing control. But if you don't weigh and measure your life in working, you could lose your control. If you don't If you don't weigh and measure your excitement, it could be anger, and this is another out of control thing that we. So my question was, is this is a sin? Did Noah sin when he got drunk? Yes. Yeah? It's a sin. But because of his sin, his son came, his small young son came into the room and saw his nakedness. And this is again drunkenness and nakedness, which is, again, it's another picture that when we don't measure our life, we could be naked. We could be naked means the mask, the mask that we wear, you know. You know, they teach us in the schools that I used to run, don't measure the life of the students in the classroom during the worship and the prayer. You want to know them really, really well and as they really are, watch them how they play soccer game. Or watch them how they are doing their work duty, the normal work, you know, that we used to clean and cook and, you know, do paint and stuff like that. Don't measure them. Don't depend on evaluating their life in the classroom during the worship and the prayer. Because everyone in the worship and the prayer, they will, hallelujah, praise the Lord, they are in heaven, right? But do you want to know the person really, really, as they really are? Watch them when they play. Some people, they cheat. Some people, they cannot lose. They cannot lose. Really? They can't. No. I will do anything to win. So this is the real character, the nakedness. Yeah? Yeah? Watch them when they are alone. No, well, they cannot watch them when they are alone. But they want to, again. God wants us to be real. Okay? Real. No mask. No cover. But Noah here, because of the drunkenness, he was uncovered, he was exposed, everything. So his son came and saw his father's nakedness. Let me say his weakness. Yeah? What did he do?
Make fun
of him how? He went outside. He didn't do anything about his father's nakedness. He didn't do anything. He went outside and he told his two brothers. He told family. It's only family. It's inside the family. He didn't do any bad thing. It's a family. No. Okay. He didn't do anything about his father's nakedness. He went and told others. My other question. I told you, I have a lot of questions. And I want your honest answer. Why people likes to tell others about people's weaknesses and what happened? Did you hear? Gossip. Why gossip happens? Why it's important to gossip? Why it's important to tell people about the weaknesses, the nakedness of others? Your answer.
Because for those particular moments, seconds, or however long that gossip is, it gets your mind off you.
Sorry?
As opposed to looking at yourself, whether you're embarrassed or whatever your insecurities, for that moment, you rather, put the light on someone else, they did this.
Okay, so because I have something weak in my life, I want to shift the spotlight on someone else so people will leave me alone. Okay, what else? Why people likes to gossip? Why people likes to speak about others people's weaknesses? What's the because I feel vulnerable, so I talk about others. Okay.
Sometimes it could be to justify your own.
See, other people are bad. See how he's doing this and this, and or she's doing this and this and this. Because I want to comfort myself. It's not only you. Instead, I can confess my sin. Confess my weaknesses, and to Jesus, He will cover me. He will cover me. And He will cover my brother and my sister. What else? Why do we like gossip so much? Don't you think gossip is popular? Very popular. Do you think it happens in the churches?
Never.
Oh. Do you think it happens in churches? Do you think it break churches? Divide churches? Divides families? Gossip, because of gossip, because of people talking about weaknesses and nakedness of others? Yes. It break families. It break churches. But we still, you know, the most popular website in the world? Facebook. Why Facebook is very popular? Because we share stories, right? It's a story. Tell us about your story. This is, right? They say that. It's a story to tell. And it's very popular now. Here, this young man, I'd like you to comment, please. This young man, he saw his father's nakedness, his weaknesses, and instead of doing something about it, he went and told his brothers. Why it's so sweet to gossip? Until now, I really looking for an answer.
Pride.
Pride. Can you explain more, please?
Pride in the sense that I see someone who's doing something that I'm not currently doing at the moment. So right now I am better than him or her.
Thank you. Thank you. Because when I see someone is naked and I am not naked, I'm covered.
At the moment.
At the moment, I feel like, hoo-hoo.
I'm better.
Look at me. I am covered and he is naked. Wow.
Pride.
It's pride. It's pride. Lack of faith that I can cover, that instead of covering my brother, instead of covering my sin, I don't believe that I can find rest for my nakedness, so I expose someone else. It's so not from God. It's so, I wanted to say that it's from hell. Gossip is from hell. James said that the tongue is like a fire and it's yodram in Jahannam, yani
set aflame by hell.
Yeah. Okay, the fuel of an evil tongue is fueled from the hell. Okay, why I was so
reluctant.
Why I was so reluctant to say the name of Moses, the black Moses? Because the word black is racist, right?
In this culture,
it's racist. And I was like, shall I say it? No. Because it's one word, I can say it. It will give a wrong image on me, and you will understand it wrong, you will misunderstand it. It's one word. One word. This is how strong is the word. With one word, I can make trouble. No, I'm not gonna do that. One word. What are you doing here? Why didn't you take her to Valentine? Huh? One word. Okay.
Yeah.
Valentine. And even not without my wife. At least you have wife here next to you, you know. It's one word. I can use it. Because it's fueled from Jahannam, from hell. Gossip. I can't speak enough about how many things that I've seen and heard. Churches divided. And when they are divided, they are not like, okay, you take this group and make a new church, and I'm taking this group, I'm making church, and we will be in peace, and we will... No. They are in war. If anyone from this group posted anything in Facebook, this group will understand it in their way. They are insulting. Why don't you leave us alone? Stop it. Just, if you left already, just be in peace. They can't, because they are divided because of gossip, because of the nakedness that they are exposing each other, actually. She is not. Did you see that happening in the churches? Yes, we see this. We see this in families. So please, I urge you, with the mercy of God and Jesus Christ, when you see someone naked, cover them. Don't go and tell brothers.
Love covers a multitude
of sins. Love covers multitude of sins. Not only one, but multitude. I see him or I see her doing this and this and this and this and this. And instead of going and telling people, go tell it in the mountains. This is our theme sometimes when we hear a story about a brother or sister. We go and tell it on the mountain. Tell it on the mountain. Not that Jesus Christ died for us, but this lady or this brother or this sister is naked, which is sinned or weak in an area. If you are not weak in one area, please lift up your hand. If you don't sin, lift up your hand. No one can lift up his hand. Right? So please, with the mercy and the grace that you found from Jesus Christ, cover each other. Cover your brother. Cover your sister. Cover your son and daughter. Cover your members. The one that you next in the church, cover them. Instead of exposing their nakedness.
Something practical along these lines, Philip.
Yes.
You can't stop other people from gossiping because they are going to do what they're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
But I can not give them a place.
Yes.
To gossip.
Okay, practically, if I am coming, did you hear what?
I don't want to hear.
Okay.
If they're not here with us, I don't want to hear.
Okay, let me suggest that. If you're coming to tell me something about Fawaz.
If Fawaz is not present, I don't want to hear.
Okay,
about it.
I'll take you from a... Oh, you're going to tell me something about Fawaz. Why don't you come, if you are free to share it with me, why don't we come and go and share it when he's here?
Exactly.
If you can do that, feel free to tell me.
Then it's no longer gossip.
It's not gossip. It's sharing. Fawaz is this and that. Let's go to Fawaz and see. And we go to Fawaz and talk about the problem, if it's a problem. I know that you don't have a problem. Hallelujah. No, you're not. I know. Do you want me to tell them? No.
No, it's here.
It's just sharing. And we're going to pray for you. Let's pray for Fawaz. Fawaz has this and this. Come on. It's just, I feel like you feel like this is sweet to do. This is something that satisfy us to do, to expose others. Or else it's not that popular. It is very popular. Yeah? Did you hear? And so on. So, what he did is that he saw his father's nakedness and he went and exposed that to his two brothers, and it's a family, but still is not right. So what his two brothers did, I love this. When I read it and I meditate on it, I was like, wow, this is so sweet. What they did is that they took a garment and they put it where?
Their shoulders.
What shoulders represent in the Word of God?
Responsibility.
Responsibility. You are naked. My responsibility is to
cover you.
Wow. This is the Christ. This is Christ. Isn't that what Jesus Christ did for all of us? You are naked. You are sinner. And my responsibility, I will take the responsibility. This is how God loved the world. And he gave his only son, beloved son. It's you are naked, and my responsibility is to cover you. This is Christ. What the first son did is from hell, to expose the weaknesses. But what the other two did is that they took the responsibility of covering their father, covering their father's nakedness. What they did, if this is inside the room, inside the house, what they did, they took the garment and they put it on their shoulder and they looked away. Yeah? And they moved backward. And without looking to the nakedness, and they covered their father. It's my responsibility. If each one of us took the responsibility of covering the weakness of others, it's not a utopia or lashan. I don't know. It's my el Medina al-Fadila, utopia. It's not. It's Jesus. It's the city. It's Jesus. It's a church. It's a church that you are naked and I am my responsibility to cover your nakedness. How? First, I'm not going to talk to anyone about it. I'm going to talk to you about it. I'm going to try to bring the word of God to your life, not bring your plum. Hallelujah, this is nice. Okay. And it's fresh. I'm not going to try to bring your problem to the world. I'm going to try to bring the word of God to your life. It's totally different. This one will cover the problem. Instead of exposing my weaknesses to everyone. They took the garment on their shoulder and they walked backward, which is in New King James, it says that their faces were backward. Yeah, what does it mean? You walk towards where is your face see, right? They did the opposite. They're facing this way, but they are walking this way, which is the not normal, the abnormal. I went out of my normal to cover their father's nakedness. Because the normal, if I hear something that, and I think you will witness with me. If normal, the normal is when I hear someone coming and tell me, your father is naked, come and see. What I'm going to tell, the normal will be what? Really? Let me see. Right? And make fun. And look at this. What happened? What did you do? And so, and so, and so. The normal, believe me, the normal, when I hear gossip, I wanted to listen. I wanted to hear. Is that right? This is my normal. I don't know about you. Maybe you are saints and holy. I don't know. But my normal, if someone is coming to tell me a gossip, I want to hear it. Because again, it's something about it. It's, I don't know, energy or what. It's like excitement. that to know something new, especially if it's a scandal or musiba, so that big problem. It's something about it. Yes, I want to hear. This is the normal. But they went out of their normal. They walked backward. And I'm praying that God will teach us this in this church. To walk backwards towards our weaknesses. To walk covered faces. I don't want to look at your weakness. I want to cover you. Hallelujah. Amen, Rabb. Amen. Amen. I want to cover your weaknesses. And it applies in the family too. Right? It applies in the family. Instead of talking about your wife, your husband, your kids, in a negative way, cover them. Amen? Cover them.
I got a question. But you can give like example, right? So you're talking to somebody and then you're trying to share something about, I don't know, experience or something. That's different, right? That's not the same as like...
What do you mean? Like...
See, I'm talking about one of my family members. Like I'm saying like, oh, okay, this kind of would happen. This and that's not the same as gossiping, right?
It's not... But it's, if is it like, if I'm talking to you and say, yeah, you reminded me was what happened to Pastor Al. And he did this and this. I don't think it's still gossip. I think. I don't know. It's open.
Are you getting advice about something?
Yeah. Yeah. Or like it's like you're sharing it as in a form of counsel. And you, so you're sharing your experience.
There's, may I?
Mm-hmm.
There always has to be a person in your life that you can trust, that you can speak your heart to,
right.
Not for any gossip purposes, but because you're trying to get some guidance, right? So there are people that I can go to and say, look, I'm going through this and this and this, and I need some help here. I need some wisdom here. I'm not trying to tell on people. I'm not trying to expose people. I'm going through some things. That's very different than me gossiping and me sharing with everyone about another person's weakness. That person might be in the church, or might be in a family member, or whatever the case is. It's very, very different. So the intent makes all the difference in the world. You know, you're doing it for what purpose?
Hmm.
I don't think that the youngest son was telling the brothers for counsel purposes, because he just as easily could have taken the blanket himself, even if he by accident saw dad this way. He could have taken the blanket just as easily and covered him and not said anything.
Yeah.
But what he chose to do was expose the issue to embarrass dad.
You know, and also it applies for leaders. Applies for leaders. Sometimes we have problem in leadership, and once we see a weakness on the leaders, instead of covering them, we go and expose their weaknesses everywhere. And this is another way to divide a church, or divide a team, or divide a family.
And what leader doesn't have weaknesses? Only Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah. So, the Bible encourages us to live in the light, right? To be in the light, to have fellowship in the light. If there is anything that you cannot bring it in front of, I'm talking about Fawaz, if I cannot talk the same thing, if I cannot say the same thing in front of him, this is darkness. If I'm talking about Fawaz with you, but I can say the same thing in front of Fawaz, I'm fine. It's not gossip. Because I'm going to say the same, or I said it to him before, or I'm talking about normal social stuff. There's nothing is hiding. It's not gossip. Not every time I'm talking about someone, it's gossip. But to know it, it's gossip. When I say something about someone, I cannot say it in front of him. This is gossip. Knew it. It's dark. It's darkness. And when it's darkness, it's not from Jesus. Because Jesus is calling us to live in the light, in the fellowship of the light. Amen? Okay. When Jesus washed the disciples' feet, did he wash it only or he did something else? What? He dried the feet. This is my revelation. This revelation for me was the most powerful revelation in relationships. Why? When Jesus washed the feet, he dried them. So anyone comes outside, if they look at your feet and it's wet, means it was washed, that means it was dirty, right? But if it's dried, if anyone comes from outside and look at your feet and it's dry, they don't know if was it dirty or it looks clean for me, right? How? How can we dry each other? How can we dry each other? Again, if I heard something about you, I don't need to go and tell others. I'm going to talk to you. I'm gonna talk to you about it, not with others. This is drying. If I heard something from you about you, did I tell you any time about the triangle, relationship triangle? Okay. I wish I have here's a triangle. A, B, C, right? A, B, C. A have a problem. A is a person, B and, those are three people. A has a problem with B, okay? And B is a friend of C. Automatically, C will have a problem with A. Did he do anything bad to you? No, but because I am friend of this B, and B is have a problem with C, with A, so I immediately adopt his problem, and I will have a problem with. I have broke a relationship. I don't talk to you. Why? Because you have a problem with my friend B. Yeah. So this is it happens, and gossip multiply those triangles, multiply them. And instead of only me having problem with you, I'm going to talk to you, to Fawaz about it. Fawaz will have a problem. In the name of Jesus will not happen. And Mike will happen. I'm gonna collect as many as I can enemies to hate you. This is how it happens, that the relationship, the broken relationship triangle. It's everywhere. I want to collect enemies against you and talk bad about you. And gossip is one of the things that fire those broken relationships. Okay. Another question. Did Noah had the right to curse his son? Did he has the right to curse his son? Think. Use this thing here. Did he has the right to curse his son? Because he cursed him, yeah? If you look at the beginning of Chapter 9, which is, we didn't look at the beginning of chapter 9. God blessed the three sons. God blessed them. But their father cursed one of them. Did he have the right to curse them, to curse him? I think the curse is a result. I, as a father, whatever my son do, I shouldn't curse him. This is my personal opinion. And I would say it was my fault to begin with that I got drunk and I got naked. I shouldn't curse what God blessed. Yeah? And I believe, as I was thinking about it as I was coming back to the room here, because some people use it and they say, because Noah cursed Ham, right? Which is, Ham is the father of Africa. Some people use it and say, look at Africa is cursed because of that. I don't believe that. I don't believe that. I believe that Jesus redeemed everyone. Jesus brought the blessing for everyone. And the blessing of Adam and the blessing of Noah that go and multiply and be fruitful in the whole earth, I think this is enough. God blessed everyone. What happened in Africa is people choices. It's not curse or blessing. It's people choices. People choose to be that style, to live that style. It's not about curse. For me, I believe that he shouldn't curse him. Because God blessed them, and I shouldn't curse them. If you have any opinion, I would like to hear. It's a question. It's not like a... If you don't, we're going to continue because we don't have time. When things go bad,
it's a natural reaction.
Again, yeah, it's the normal. But may God help us to walk the backward. Amen? Remember this word, because I when I read it, I really felt like it has a power. This word, backward, you know, facing backward, it's amazing. It's going out of my normal. If I want to curse someone, no. Remember that you can walk the towards against the.
Right.
Yes.
Hey, I got a question.
Yes.
You have two kids growing up in Harvard.
Yes.
One is being told you will slither the earth like a snake for the rest of your life, every day, that all of the kids. The other does not do that. It's one of the curses.
Okay, for me, well, for all of us in Egypt, we heard a lot of curses. As we're young, we hear, you are ugly, you are unsuccessful, you will never be anyone good, nothing will be come out of you, no. For us, we hear it a lot. I remember, I wish, this is very famous curse in Egypt. I wish a big truck will like drive on you or Oh yeah. Big things like this. I wish as you're going out now, a big truck will hit you and you will die. Oh, this is like the normal thing we hear every day in Egypt. Oh, really? What? Oh, yeah. This is like nothing. So we heard a lot of curses. But when you come to Christ, I believe there is a power that replaces the curse into a blessing. I remember very well when I resigned my job to go to ministry, my father was fine with it, but he didn't say anything bad or good. He said, if you feel like it, go for it. But my mother was have a big, big, big problem with it. And she was like, no, you're not going to be any, no, 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 no. But when I went to the ministry, I remember the prayer they prayed for me. I remember that the church blesses you. The body of Christ blesses you. We bless you. The blessing of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob on you. And so on, so on. And this prayer made the difference. And I felt like it canceled every curse that I heard all my life. All my life. I remember. This prayer, it was in Jordan in 98. I remember it until now. Those words had power in them to cancel the curse. Amen? Amen? So it's really good for all of us to have our kids and bless them. Even if they are not doing good in school and so, no, no, you are successful. I see you a leader. I see you prosper. I see you successful. I see you holy. I see you a leader. You know, speak life, speak life, speak life over your friends, kids, your people in churches. And speak life. Because this word of life can change people's lives. Amen. Amen. Let's pray. We have 5 minutes. Thank you, Lord. Amen, Lord. Amen, Lord. Amen, Lord. Thank you that you covered our weaknesses. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Even with his curse that he's saying that you will be a servant and your descendant will be servant of servants. As I was reading this verse, I remembered whoever wants to be first should be servant for all. And I, as if like Jesus saying, even if you were cursed as a servant, I will use this to make you servant for the kingdom. Lord, we thank you that you are a redeemer. You are a redeemer of husbands that are living in darkness, wives that are rebellions, kids that they are not walking with you. Lord, I thank you that you are a redeemer, that you cover multitude of sin because you love us. Thank you, Lord, that you protect us from any division, to humble ourselves in front of each other, Lord. Lord, I speak a word of blessing over every one that hears this message, either here with us in this room or hear it online. I speak blessing in the name of Jesus, the blessing of Abraham and Jacob and Isaac and Jacob, the blessing of Sarah, the blessing of Rachel, the blessing of Rivka, the blessing of Jesus Christ himself. I speak blessing in the name of Jesus, Lord. We speak blessing over our leaders here in the church, Pastor Al and Dahlia. I speak blessing and wisdom, divine wisdom in the name of Jesus, Lord. I speak blessing, Lord, over every member in this church to be active in your kingdom, Lord, to be fulfilled, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I speak blessing over our families, kids and wives and husbands in the name of Jesus, Lord. I speak blessing, Lord. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, amen. Amen.
God bless you.
how do you